Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a performance of the concerto competition winners with the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra. My name is Edward Zilberkant. I'm the music director and conductor of the Fairbanks Symphony. One of the prime things that the Fairbanks Symphony likes to do is to support young people. And one of the ways we do that is with the annual concerto competition, which has been held in Fairbanks for over 20 years now. We're also very thrilled to have Great Northwest as a sponsor for this particular competition. It's through their generosity and support that we're able to do this. This is very important for the community because we really get to feature not the big artists that we usually bring to the Fairbanks community, but our local talent, which is extremely talented, as you will hear in these performances. There are four categories for the concerto competition. There's up to age 12, there's 12 to 15, 15 to 18, and the college university division. So there are always four winners, and they are always extremely talented. It's open to any instruments, and they get to play either a complete concerto if it's through composed and doesn't have any pauses, or a movement of a concerto that can be played for their instrument and a symphony orchestra. This year, we have with us a violinist, a cellist, and two pianists who will be featured on this particular concert, and we hope you enjoy the performance. Thank you.
Hey, Jonathan, how old are you?
Well, I pretty much just turned 11.
This is not your first time winning the concerto competition. You were here in this very same spot last year.
Yeah.
It's my understanding that you cannot win in the same age group as when you've won before.
Yeah, because, like, you could win this year. Yeah. You could win, like, multiple times, like, well,
3 or 4 times in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're 11, and you were competing against
15-year-olds at greatest.
You were competing against 13, 14, and 15-year-olds.
Yeah.
Were they all playing violin, too?
No. There was an oboe and, you know, mainly other violinists. And my sister, who played viola.
You were competing against your sister.
Go ahead, go.
Yeah.
So your twin brother, Joshua, won.
Yeah. I think this might be the first time ever for one twin to win one category and the other to win the next one up.
I can only imagine this is the first time for twins to win.
Yeah.
And your sister, you were competing against her. How old is she?
12.
At home, how do you all get enough time to practice in separate rooms and all that?
We don't. We just crowd into a big room and we, like, practice. We don't, like, listen to the other people.
Did you have to pick a difficult piece this year compared to last year? Did you have to tackle something that was really hard?
Maybe I should ask my teacher, because I didn't actually choose the piece, because my teacher, Dr. Gail Johansson, did.
Did she give you some choices?
Okay. Oh, yeah, she did. She gave me the Bach Concerto and the Mendelssohn Concerto.
Mm-hmm. So she gave you a few choices between Accolade and Bach and Mendelssohn.
Yeah.
What's it like being on stage with the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra? This won't be your first time, but what are you looking forward to the most?
The thing I'm looking forward most would probably be all the fun parts.
Like the hoedown?
Yeah.
How many hours of practice do you think went into getting ready for this competition?
At least 500.
That's a lot of hours with the violin in your hand.
Probably. Maybe 100. At least 100. I know that. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jonathan, you are a very talented young man. Thanks for coming in and congratulations on your win.
Thanks. I'm Jonathan Swank and I'll be playing the concerto in No. 1 in A minor by Jean-Baptiste Accolade.
Thank you.
Van Levy. You are dedicated to become a great cello player, it seems, because this is not your first concerto competition win, is it?
No, it's not. I won last year as well.
That's right. So it was just last year that you won this same competition. Was it in your same age category, or have you moved up into another category?
To be honest, no, it wasn't, because you're not allowed to stay in the same category that you've already won. So I won in that category, and then I had to get moved up to the older age group, which is 16, 17, and 18-year-olds. And I ended up winning as a 15-year-old, which is pretty exciting.
That is pretty exciting. So you were against older high schoolers.
Yeah, it was all seniors and then me.
And you are a...
I'm a sophomore.
How did you choose the Saisons for this year? Did you challenge yourself to a harder piece?
Yeah, well, this is definitely a much harder piece than the Hungarian Rhapsody last year. And my teacher, she gave me the choice of the Lalo Concerto or this, and I chose this just because it's more of a staple piece. It's the way that most cellists go from where I was, and so I decided I would like to do that.
People will recognize this piece, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think so.
You've been studying with Sarah Koo.
Yes.
She's
right.
A great cellist. She was on Alaska Live a few years back,
yep.
And she has a real love for teaching young string students.
That's right. And she's out of Orange, California, and she's actually coming up for this performance.
And when she comes up, you share with her part of the Alaskan lifestyle.
Yeah, yep. We used to have a full dog team, so we'll take her out anyway with our two huskies left. It's really fun. I think she likes coming up here.
Your brother is also a musician, I hear. Yeah. Do you have duets sometimes at home?
Yeah. Actually, he competed in the concerto competition with me as well.
Is he your older brother?
Yeah, he's my older brother. I think he's happy that I won. But to answer your question, yes, we do duets all the time. And it's really fun. I enjoy playing with him.
Wow. Well, that's pretty amazing that the younger brother pulled off the win in the concerto competition against the older brother.
It was really surprising to me.
How did that happen?
You know, to be honest, I don't know. It was up to the judges, not to me. But I think... I'm pretty happy with the way things turned out, although it would have been nice if he could have played with them, too. He played the Dvorak. That's, like, my favorite piece in the world, and it would have been really fun to hear that with the symphony.
So it wasn't hard for you to listen to him practicing for the concerto competition?
Not at all. It was a pleasure.
So I understand that you also like bird watching, too.
Yeah, I do. I really enjoy bird watching.
That's cool. And so are you, as a musician, are you really in tune with the birds' songs or both the sight of the birds and their song?
I feel like having a really close ties with nature kind of helps me musically. I don't know exactly how to explain it. Just that close tie really helps me.
Van, what are you looking forward to most being on stage with the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra?
Well, I don't know. I'm pretty much looking forward to everything.
What does it feel like to sit front stage beside the conductor with the whole orchestra behind you playing the piece that you've won with?
Well, I feel like it's really exhilarating, and I feel super strong and powerful, which is really fun. It just feels really good.
It's different than playing at the shop.
Yeah, definitely different. Although the shop has pretty good acoustics.
Oh, nice. Good. Good. Well, best wishes on the concert, and congratulations for winning.
Thank you.
It was really nice to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you too. I'm Van Levy, and I'll be playing the Cello Concerto No. 1, Opus 33, by Camille Saint-Saëns.
Thank you.
Welcome, Joshua. How old are you and how long have you been playing piano?
I'm 11 years old and I've been playing piano for 7 years now.
Congratulations winning with your piano concerto that you played. You played the presto. That's the fast movement of that, right?
Yes.
How did you decide on Kabalevsky?
My teacher, Mr. Spontak, he gave me choices in which concertos I should do because my hands are kind of small. And so he gave me choices. That was the funnest one that I really wanted to do. And I really liked the brass.
You not only play piano, but you also play cello. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Cool. So what made you want to start playing piano also?
Well, I actually started on piano.
Your twin brother, Jonathan, won the competition also, and he's a string player. Does he play piano too?
No.
Okay.
He used to.
You and your twin brother are both winners this year.
Yes.
How did that work out?
Jonathan won last year, so he got moved up to Category B.
Right, so you did not have to compete against each other.
No, he didn't even think he was going to win.
He won in an older age category than he really is. That's amazing. Well, Joshua, I want to thank you, and congratulations on winning.
Thanks. My name is Joshua Swank. I'm performing Kabalevsky Concerto No. 3, Movement 3, Presto.
Thank you.
Dimitri, how do you go from music conservatory in Athens, Greece, to university in Corfu, Greece, to graduate school at UAF in Fairbanks, Alaska?
Yeah. So first of all, conservatories and universities in Greece are completely different. I started taking piano lessons at the age of 7. Then I entered the conservatory, and I had the same teacher as my private lessons. And after that, I graduated with a highest degree there. Then I applied for the university. I went to the university for a bachelor's degree and then a master's here.
How did you find out about Maestro Zilberkant, who is a great pianist, a performance pianist in his own right? How did you find out about him all the way in Fairbanks, Alaska, from when you were in Greece?
So my ex-teacher back in Greece from the university and Eduard Zilberkant are very close friends. So he told me that you should definitely go to Alaska and study with Eduard Zilberkant. So I did.
How did you settle on playing the Rachmaninoff Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini? It's such a beautiful and familiar piece. How did you settle on that one for the competition?
So first of all, it's beautiful. You just said it. Yeah. And it's by a monster and master.
That Rachmaninoff is.
Rachmaninoff, yes. And second of all, I wanted to play a complete piece for the competition. So I didn't want to play just a movement of a concerto. So, yeah, I chose this because I love it, of course. It's great, it's big, it's technical, it's difficult, it's beautiful. So why not?
Yes. Do you remember the first time you ever heard this Rachmaninoff piece, the Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini?
Yeah. I'm ashamed of myself by saying that, but I first heard it, I think, 2 years ago.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm ashamed.
Just 2 years ago. Well,
yeah, I feel guilty about that.
Maybe in Greece you just did not go see very many movies or something.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Because, you know, this piece is a huge part of our soundtracks, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. I knew all the Rachmaninoff concerti, but not that one.
Well, it was like taking on a new piece for you then.
But by the first time I listened to it, I fell in love with it. And I said, I will play this piece one day. I'm doing it now.
Now that you won this competition, do you see yourself going on and entering more competitions, maybe even piano competitions?
To be honest, I don't like competitions.
Understand. Some people do, some people don't.
Yeah. As Bela Bartok said, competitions are for horses, not for artists. And I agree with him. Yeah. But yeah, if the only chance to play with an orchestra is a competition, I will do it.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to playing with the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra?
Oh, yeah. I'm very honored to play with the orchestra, with Eduard Zilberkant. Yeah, it will be great. We will have so much fun.
Well, congratulations, Dimitri.
Thank you very much. I'm Dimitris Paganos Koukakis, and I'll be playing the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, Opus 43, by composer Sergei Rachmaninoff.